USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
General Motors and the United Auto Workers Union are holding more discussions as the nationwide strike enters its second day. Outside a GM plant in Michigan, worker Jennifer Timken says she's making sacrifices to be on the picket line.
I have a three-year-old that goes to preschool, so I had to cut him down to a half day because I can't afford to pay for him to go for a full day.
The strike is costing General Motors $50 million a day. Saudi Arabia and U.S. investigators are confirming there's a high probability that the weekend attack on the Saudi oil industry came from an Iranian base. White House Deputy Press Secretary Hogan Gidley says that the White House is taking steps with their allies to determine what to do next.
The president mentioned yesterday from the Oval Office that he thinks it's likely that this could be the doing of Iran. But we don't have any announcement yet.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
A contentious hearing on Capitol Hill with President Trump's former campaign chief, Corey Lewandowski.
I don't believe there was a question, Congressman.
Very well.
Yes, there was.
Could you repeat the question? I didn't hear it.
I'd be happy to repeat the question.
Just a rant.
Lewandowski appearing before a House Judiciary Committee. That exchange was with Texas Democrat Sheila Jackson Lee. A tragic end to the search for a Florida mom and her kids. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the latest.
32-year-old Casey Jones and her four children hadn't been seen in about 6 weeks. Then Marion County, Florida Sheriff Bill Woods said that her husband, Michael, was located in Brantley County, Georgia, where he was involved in a traffic crash.
That's where the mother's body was found in the vehicle, and then we have also located the remains of all four children.
Jones' husband allegedly killing all of the five victims weeks ago in their home in Marion County and then recently moving the bodies to Georgia.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
A new Rasmussen Report survey shows that 50% of people approve of President Trump's job performance. That means, obviously, 49% disapprove of it. Now, we've also been seeing some polls come out in battleground states that show the president has some work to do regarding voters in Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. Well, I had a chance to catch up with political analyst Lee Carter, and one of the things I asked her was if we can believe these polls regarding the president and his approval ratings in certain states.
So I think the polls are, I don't think it's a huge shift. What we're seeing, you know, his favorability has dropped a little bit, and it's not entirely surprising. But I'm not thinking that he's going to have a huge shift. I think what he's going to end up doing, like he did in the last election, is going back directly to the people. He loves doing his rallies. I think he's going to continue to have his Make America Great Again. But I think the other thing that he is going to be doing is talking a lot about promises made, promises kept, because he had five signature policies that he talked about when he ran, and he will say that he has delivered on four of them, the one that he did in his health care. And I'm sure we're going to be hearing a lot about the progress on immigration, the progress on China, the great jobs, and manufacturing. And so I think he's going to go back and continue to make that case. And I think a lot of people out there who are trying to take him down are going to go after the personality of Trump and not understanding that most people that support the president support him despite his personality, not because of it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.